Thank you very much, Masolo. That was terrific. You know, Masolo mentions the Rockefeller Foundation and the connections with Ivan, and I came to the Smithsonian really thanks to Ivan and working very closely with Ivan on the Rockefeller Foundation museum projects. And so it's perfect now that Lynn Svaya is coming to join us at the podium. Lynn is the Program Director for Theology at the Henry Luce Foundation.
Well, although I'm no longer at the Rockefeller Foundation, I'm here to acknowledge and pay tribute to the significant impact Ivan had on students, scholars, museums, heritage centers, cultural institutions, and fields like anthropology, African studies, the humanities in general. I'm very proud that some of his contributions were aided by the Rockefeller Foundation. As someone who has now served for many years as a program officer, first at Rockefeller Foundation and now at the Luce Foundation, I can say, I think, that what Ivan was able to achieve with the foundation's support serves as an exemplary model of the outcomes hoped for by private funders. Funders tend to sort of look at the inputs and the outcomes and, you know, try to quantify success. Well, if you look at what Ivan was able to accomplish over his lifetime, that's sort of the dream of foundation officers like me. So, I was trying to calculate, and I think that over the years, Rockefeller Foundation provided over $1 million to projects. Now, of course, it wasn't $1 million to Ivan personally. It was to the institutions that he led and served. As people have mentioned, the two Smithsonian conferences and the books on representing cultures are still influential today. And my former colleague at Rockefeller, Tomas Ybarra Frausto, who is very, very sorry that he can't be here in person today, he's here with us in spirit. Tomas and I were very privileged to work with Ivan and Corey on a series of international convenings in Buenos Aires, in Cape Town, in Bellagio, the Rockefeller Conference Center, and in New York, on the museums in the global public sphere. And that, of course, resulted in the wonderful book, Museum Frictions. The thing is, I'm in a very different universe now. I fund theological education and interreligious understanding. But I'm still amazed constantly that I encounter people who go, "Oh, Museum Frictions!" And for example, one of the young Muslim scholars who has begun a master's degree program at the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley, Munir Jiwa, who I know as a Muslim intellectual and not particularly a museum person. The first time he met me, he said, "I Googled you, and what an important book it has been to my teaching and my students." So he's had an effect way beyond the sort of typical effects that we all know about and expect. I'm also delighted that the Center for Public Scholarship that Corey and Ivan established at Emory was one of the sites for the Rockefeller Foundation Resident Humanities Fellowships. And so they brought humanities scholars to Atlanta, and that led to partnerships with institutions like the Center for Disease Control, and it brought humanistic perspectives to a very different set of institutions. The other important grants that Rockefeller made were the grants that allowed the center to collaborate with institutions in South Africa universities, museums, cultural institutions, and that was a wonderful, beneficial exchange. I was just very grateful to, I mean, some of my fondest memories are traveling with Ivan in Africa and being introduced to amazing scholars and going to museums and public culture sites. And that will always just be something that I treasure. Of course, I also share wonderful memories of having dinners with Corey and Ivan, sometimes outside of Bellagio in the little village. I remember celebrating my birthday with them and lifting a glass of wine, those are also very special memories. And also just hanging out with them in Atlanta, in restaurants in Atlanta or in their home. So Ivan also, besides the grants, was very important in advising the foundation on other initiatives in Africa or in museum studies. And he had benefited from residencies and conferences at Bellagio, so he was a very helpful evaluator of other proposals and applications. And so I know that not just myself, but many people at Rockefeller Foundation are very grateful for that contribution as well. And I'm here, as you can tell, not just as a funder, but as a friend and a colleague. And we all have fond memories of this gifted, unique man. His passion, his impatience with bureaucracy and other impediments to scholarship and building civil society. As you all know, he didn't suffer fools gladly, but he was always eager to help colleagues here and in Africa and to mentor students. He and Corey led a wonderful workshop at Emory to guide graduate students and faculty on writing successful proposals. So that was just another instance of the service he provided to fields beyond his own. I could go on, but anyway, I miss him terribly, as we all do. And I take comfort in the presence and witness of so many of you in this room whose lives and work have been changed by him.